from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Right before we came in here, Tom Pelissero was the first to send out the tweet about Brandon Ayuk.
Yep.
And said that the 49ers have made a renewed effort in recent days to strike a long-term deal with Brandon Ayuk. Sources tell me and Mike Garofalo. Situation fluid. And other teams, including Pittsburgh, are still in the mix, but a return to San Francisco appears increasingly possible. That was the tweet from Pelissero. That was placed on Instagram by, is that Brad Graham's feed? Okay, Brad Graham, who has come on the station, covers the 49ers, and runs the social media outlet, the SF Niners. Okay? So all he did was put on Instagram a screenshot of Pelissero's tweet and then put the eyeballs emojis all over the place, like we often do when you're like, take a look at this, everybody, take a look at this. Brandon himself.
Ayuk?
Went to Instagram and commented on Brad's eyeball emojis.
I'm seeing six eyeballs.
One, two, three,
that's 12
four,
eyes.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine, yeah, exactly. Brandon writes, Brad, Niners be in the media every day, LOL. It's two options out there. Pick one and stop dropping reports. Simple.
Man.
Okay.
Two options out there. Give me an extension or send me to Pittsburgh. That's the way I read that.
Right. I do too. I do too.
So
does that go so far in your guys' mind as to refute the idea that there was a kumbaya meeting?
No, that to me says Schmidt or get off the pot is what it means.
Okay.
Well, shout out Casey.
The Niners would probably say the same thing to Brandon. I got to say it's at minimum, because if I'm reading this right, this just happened an hour ago.
Yes.
Okay. If I'm reading this right, it's a little bit deflating. It's a little bit deflating from the perspective of the vibe that's been created by these tweets is not just that they re-engaged, but that there was some optimism. There was some movement. Does Brandon write that if he's feeling like there's movement? Or have we reached a spot where he's like, I'll believe it when I see it?
That's what I think it is. Okay. And I think that there was a meeting and an exchange and some openness and honesty and a re-engagement of talks. I don't think that it was as simple as, you know what, Brandon, we're going to give you the 28. We heard TJ Houshmandzadeh on with Willard and Dibbs, and darn it, he's right. 28 feels good. Let's just hammer out the details and get this thing done by close of business. I think it was more of, look, Brandon, I understand you want to be here. You know we want you here. Let's sit down with Ryan Williams, your agent. We'll get Parag and Ryan back on the phone, and we'll start to see if we can't find some middle ground on this deal. Meanwhile, news of that kumbaya between Brandon and the brass and Kyle Shanahan that leaks And so Brandon sees that and he's like, enough. Enough of the reports and the news. Get this thing done. Do one of two things because I'm tired. I'm Brandon Ayuk. I'm tired of holding in.
Yeah.
All you guys are on your way to Tennessee right now. I'm here at home playing video games. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of these reports. That's what I'm reading.
Yeah, you are, Brandon. You're sick of the Niners being in the media every day.
Just give me 28.
Captain TikTok. You sure about that now?
Instagram
and
now.
I say that just to be a devil's advocate. Here's what I'm saying. I'm not putting it on Brandon. I'm putting it on both sides. What I hear are two people fighting, both accusing the other one of doing what they're doing themselves.
Exactly. They're doing the same thing.
TJ Houshmandzadeh says, hey, Jed York, don't let your feelings get into business. Brandon did.
And Brandon just did an hour ago.
Brandon says, hey, Niners, get out of the media. Dude, you've been on TikTok for 3 months. You're putting poop emojis on Instagram from the parking lot after exit interviews.
Maybe he had to go, number two.
So now, you know what I'm saying?
I totally know what you're saying.
And this goes in both directions. Just all the parenting stuff is triggering for me.
Well, for me,
I just want to tell both kids, go to your room and figure it out.
Well, this is like, you know, when your kid, whatever, my brothers and sister used to do this to me all the time. They would do this thing where they'd go, and you can't see it on.
You're pointing at my face.
Yes, those people on the radio, you can't see it, but they would point to me and make that sound, and I just could not handle it. It would drive me crazy. So we'd be on a car trip, and then the three of them in the back, and I'd be sitting between mom and dad, no seatbelts. It was the 70s. Get over it.
Yeah,
and
you made it.
In the back, and I'd turn around, and all three of them, and I was just screaming, crying. I couldn't handle it. That's what this is. Brandon Ayuk can't handle these reports getting out in the media because he just wants it done.
Neither can the Niners.
Well, that's why Brandon is commenting on IG. He can't stand it.
Kyle Shanahan is reportedly upset because Brandon's holding in and he's like on his field. Hi, guys. It's Tuesday. Right. I'm here again. You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
There's no guilty party here. It's both of you. It's both of you. And the worst part is all of this is so passive aggressive. Everybody's cruising around, swashbuckling and threatening. Oh, Jaden Daniels and we'll just trade you to the Steelers. And it's become abundantly clear that neither one of you want to follow through with your threats. It's all a wet newspaper now. You both want each other. You're both mad. You're both triggered by each other. You're both up in your feelings. You're both letting a few bucks totally drive your bus. Both of you. And both of you are in the public every day accusing the other one of exactly what you're doing. Maybe they should be the two presidential candidates. And they could just yell at each other every day for doing the exact same thing that everybody's doing.
That got political.
Sorry.
Yeah. Looking for a third-party candidate.
Not really.
Exactly.
But anyway.
I think that this is just, Brandon's got nothing to do. The 49ers are on their way to Tennessee. They're on a plane. I'm on a boat. They're on a plane to Tennessee to play football, and he's not going because he's not a part of the team right now, so he's just sitting at home like all the rest of these Gen Zers, and he's just on his phone, scroll. And for him, it's like, oh, I'm trending again. Who could have seen that coming? And you see the Pelissero, and you're like, that's not totally what it is. This makes it seem like we're close to doing the deal. So I'm going to go ahead and come on top and comment and let people know, no, we're not close. You got two choices. Make one of them. Yeah, it's just...
Oof.
If I was advising him, I would use the Bob Fitzgerald drop. Stay off of Twitter.
Well, he did. He went to Instagram.
There you go. You get the bit.
All right. So if you're just joining us, let me, because I know that could get a little bit confusing and fuzzy. Here's what has taken place since 2:00. Tom Pelissero goes to Twitter. He was the first to do it, but it has been backed up by many, including Diana Russini, including Jordan Schultz, who joins us in a half hour. But Pelissero writes, the 49ers have made a renewed effort in recent days to strike a long-term deal with Brandon Ayuk. The situation is fluid, and other teams, including Pittsburgh, are still in the mix. but a return to San Francisco appears increasingly possible. Brad Graham goes to Instagram and screenshots that along with a picture of Brandon and puts up eyeball emojis. Brandon comments on that post and writes, "Brad, Niners be in the media every day, LOL. It's two options out there. Pick one and stop dropping reports. Simple." Everybody's playing tough guy. You know? I mean, that to me, that's him saying, "I'll go to Pittsburgh. Do it. Do it."
You won't.
You won't.
Totally.
And the Niners are sitting there going, "Take the 33 mil from New England. Do it."
You won't. You won't. He didn't. He didn't. $2 million apart. They can't get to settle over $2 million a year.
All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.